Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 25th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined right now by our great friend, Caitlin Riley from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Caitlin, how you been?
I can't complain, but you know, it's just amazing how quickly these days have been going, and I love fall, but I'm not quite ready to let go of summer yet.
I hear you. I get it. I completely understand. And you know, but one of the things that I think we have to look forward to is, of course, fall foods and different things like that we have. And of course, beef and Wisconsin beef in general is so versatile that every season we've got something to look forward to and enjoy about it. But before we get into some of that, Caitlin, if you don't mind, I wanted to touch on Feeding Wisconsin and kind of begin there.
Right. And like we said, I know a lot of kiddos are going back to school right now, but throughout the summer months and even during the school season, we know that there's some parents or families out there that might have a little bit of strain on their budget. And we know that beef is a really nutritious food that we want to make sure stays on families' plates. So what we did, and this is our second year with this fundraiser, was in the spring, we sold shirts, and they said fueled by beef. And what we did with the proceeds from those shirt sales was we used it to purchase $1,500 worth of ground beef for Feeding Wisconsin's Food Network. And now the reason why we chose Feeding Wisconsin is because it touches all of the counties in Wisconsin. We didn't just want to impact one area or another. We really wanted to reach the broad spectrum. And I think what's been really cool, like I said, James, this has been the second year of our t-shirt fundraiser. We hosted it a little differently on our website this year. And one of the options that we had for folks who purchased shirts was to make an additional donation above and beyond the cost of the shirt to be able to continue expanding this effort. And it was amazing to see how many folks did that. Some folks went as high as donating an extra $50, and some folks did just an extra couple of dollars to round it up to make it an even number for their final total. But every little bit really did help, and it was so rewarding to be able to drop off. It was about 280 pounds of ground beef at our food pantries.
My job is to talk, and you make me speechless, Caitlin. Those numbers are amazing to hear, and it's so rewarding. I admit to the audience that this is one of my causes is certainly, you know, hunger in this country, and you know, demolishing that, getting rid of it as much as we can. Programs like this, fundraisers like this, really do that. I've also admitted to you and others out there, I'm a carnivore. I love meat. I love beef. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm a big fan of the what you guys do there and everything. But to be able to give people different ideas of what to do with it and to kind of remind us that, yes, beef tastes good, or we eat a lot. It's a main part of our diet and our dinners. But it is so nutritional as well. It is very helpful to kids, especially young kids.
That's right. You know, so many of our children are in their prime developmental stages, not just physically, but also mentally. And beef has 10 essential nutrients that help with a lot of that cognitive development, in addition to providing the protein to keep their minds and their muscles going. It really does make every single bite count when it comes to our teens and our tweens out there. You know, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans recognizes that lean meat can nourish a healthy lifestyle with that protein, iron, zinc, choline. And it's really important, especially for our kiddos that are 10 to 19 years old, because at that time, they're gaining up to 20% of their final adult height, about 50% of their adult weight, and their bone mass is incredibly increasing. So we just want to make sure that we're keeping that valuable product on their plate any way that we can. And like you said too, James, we have a lot of different recipes on our website. So even if folks, I'm one of those who's not a great cook in the kitchen. So we want folks to also not be intimidated by cooking this nutritious protein. So we have some of those recipes on there that can even help you if you're looking to get ready for the school season with your kiddos and be able to batch prepare some of those recipes or incorporate them for breakfast before they go off to school, high-protein snacks when they come home, and even that nutritious dinner.
We've talked about this a lot. When it comes to buying Wisconsin beef, you're not just getting good food and supporting Wisconsin-made products. You're supporting our ag industry, our farmers out there, and that's a win-win kind of situation there. You add on that a third win with this when we're also talking about the Wisconsin Beef Council donating over 1,500 worth of pounds of ground beef to food banks and helping those families that wouldn't have it otherwise. That's gigantic. Again, there are no words. We know that kids learn better when they are not malnutritioned, when they have the amount of food that they need for their brains to be able to be in there and register all that information, retain it, and move on to the next day. This is an investment. This is an investment in our future. This is an investment in Wisconsin families. It's a donation. I understand the wording of it and everything, but keep in mind, this is just as much of a donation as it is an investment in all of that.
Absolutely. And we're so excited. You know, it's fun when we can come up with the new shirt designs, and it's fun to be able to see people get excited about it. But you really hit the nail on the head there, James, where it really is heartwarming when we can see the impact that folks have. And we had a chance to connect with Jackie Anderson. She's the executive director at Feeding Wisconsin, and she said that meat and protein is one of the most sought after items at food pantries. And so it's really critical that we're able to help provide that, and fulfilling to be able to see them have something so valuable come to them that they'll immediately be able to pass on to those families in need.
And I was curious, you know, about the designing of the shirt and all that. I imagine that was a lot of fun. But, you know, you kind of touched on it already. We have a little bit of this at the station where when we give things away or we're able to be a part of things like that, how good it feels. It never gets old. And I've been in radio 2 decades and I never get tired of giving things away or doing some of that. I can't imagine what it must have felt like for you and the team there when you see these final numbers and how much people gave.
Oh, it really is. And I think one thing, too, is realizing that it can be done. I know, you know, each food pantry is different, whether you're working with a statewide one like Feeding Wisconsin or your local food pantry. And sometimes folks might have these great ideas, or they might have a product that they want to donate, but they just don't know how to do so. And they've all been very, very receptive to us just chatting with them, asking questions, because we, for the first time this year, in the past we gave them the monetary donation, but this year we thought, why don't we work directly with the Wisconsin meat processor, which is what we did. We connected with Country Pride Meats in the Janesville area, and so we worked with them, and they gave us a little bit of a discount of the ground beef so that we could stretch those dollars even more. And we just connected with Feeding Wisconsin, asked them what the regulations were so that we could safely transport that product, and knowing full well that they have the cooler space and the capacity there to keep it frozen and keep it as fresh as possible for those families. So I know there's a lot of folks out there that might also be thinking that they want to do something similar, and I encourage them to do so and connect with their local pantries just to see what the rules are and what they have available to them to be able to keep those products safe and nutritious.
How wonderful of them to work with you on that and lower the price and make it more accessible and everything. Good, a big tip of the hat to them for that. That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that, Caitlin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, they've been just gems to work with.
Are people still able to purchase the shirts or anything like that?
We will be opening up the fundraiser again next spring. So, James, hopefully we'll connect then when we have our new design. If anyone has ideas for new designs that they would want to see in the T-shirt, feel free to let me know. Send that over to me at kriley@beeftips.com. You can find our contact information on that website, beeftips.com. But it's just, it'll be a new opportunity for us in the spring, and hopefully we'll just keep making this even bigger and even better to extend the reach of that impact.
Yeah, we're looking forward to talking about that. We'll definitely have you back to bring that up, and we'll get into it then. And appreciate you. Have Caitlin Riley joining us right now from the Wisconsin Beef Council. And something else you guys are working on is looking for people's favorite spots among trails.
That's right. So we've talked a lot, James, about our burger contest, right? And that was happening in the spring, and everyone loves beef burgers. And now that we're getting into the fall, we're thinking, we're really getting into comfort food mode. And we started chatting with our friends over at Gather Wisconsin. For those who are unfamiliar, that's another great resource out there for all things agriculture. We're very specific to beef here at the Wisconsin Beef Council. I don't think that needs to be said. and gather Wisconsin touches on each of the commodities. And we teamed up and decided that we wanted to put together a prime rib trail. We know that supper clubs are iconic in Wisconsin, and prime rib is a staple at those supper clubs. And so what we did was we reached out to our social media audiences and just said, hey, we want to know where's your favorite spot to go and grab a prime rib, whether you're taking your sweetheart out or taking the family out for a dinner. And so we have 16 locations spread across the state. I think the closest one to you guys, James, is probably the Loading Zone Eatery in Wausau. And we're just starting to do a soft launch of that. We released it on Facebook, and we also have it on the bottom of our website under the resources tab on beeftips.com. And just looking forward to folks getting out there and enjoying that family atmosphere. You know, sometimes it's a birthday celebration, an anniversary, but just making those memories while having beef at the center of the plate's a lot of fun.
You know, especially for locals to areas, you've got those spots and those areas that stand out more than others for you. Sharing them is a great way to add to this and kind of, you know, share the love of the state along with the love of beef.
That's right. It's really fun, too, to see the different ways that they do it. I know that this prime rib location is not on the trail this year, maybe in 2026, but I was working with a group in the Seymour area, and they have a stuffed prime rib. It's apparently the only stuffed prime rib in the state, and I didn't even know that that was a thing. And then you can go to another supper club location, and they just all have their own little flavor culturally and with the dish that they're adding to these creations. And one thing that always cracks me up, too, is the different prime rib rules. You know, at one, yeah, you tilt your menu this way to let them know that you're ready to order. At another one, you need to sit here at the bar and put in your name. It's so fun. And whenever folks come to Wisconsin and they always ask, you know, what is a supper club? I really struggle to define it. But then when I take them out, then they get it. When we actually go and sit down and enjoy that ambiance and atmosphere, it's really fun.
It's one of those things, once you experience it, you know exactly what it is. Yeah, you know exactly what a supper club is once you've done it. You guys did a great job with this list. Again, if you go to beeftips.com and you'll find the prime rib trail, you'll see the a great diagram of Wisconsin and how it takes you up and down the state, literally back and forth up and down the state in some ways. I'd love to see like somebody kind of challenge themselves to hit all 16 of these. Are you looking to, you're looking to add more locations to it, correct, Caitlin?
We are. We're hoping to make this an annual event, the Prime Rib Trail. Our initial thought when we wanted to put it together was let's make a huge map and get all the locations on there. But we just thought, you know, it is a little bit fun to, like you said, maybe have an annual challenge. And so we just took some nominations or some suggestions from our folks on our social media channels who said, hey, this is a great place for us to go to. And so it's a little less overwhelming than if we put all the locations in Wisconsin on one map. And I think each year we'll just keep building out this webpage and having links to the previous maps, but bringing fresh faces and fresh restaurant locations on there and really kind of spreading the love.
If there are any of our listeners out there that would like to be a part of this or anything, are there any kind of requirements to be a part of this the prime rib trail?
I think the biggest thing is just make sure you have that prime rib on your menu. I know quite a few of our restaurants keep it as their specials, whether it's Friday night or Saturday night, and that's it. You know, we really, I know with our best burger contest map, that's pretty rigorous to get on in that top eight and elite eight. And this is more so just, hey, we just want to know where your fan favorites are. And so if you are a restaurant out there interested in being placed on the trail, feel free to contact us. Our information's on that website, beeftips.com. If you are a prime trail or prime rib lover that wants to get one or two of your favorite spots on the trail, do the same thing. Reach out to us. We're open ears. We just see this as just a fun, friendly way of showcasing some of our favorite dining spots in Wisconsin.
And Caitlin, is that the best way to get in touch with you if people have follow-up questions or want to add to it at all? Beeftips.com?
Absolutely. Beeftips.com. Go over to that About Us tab, and you'll find our contact information there. We have our different staff members there, including our new staff member, Emily Stumpf, who just joined us in July. So we've been having a lot of fun in the summer, looking forward to some of our activations in the fall, and we're always open to suggestions, feedback, and even if you just have a question about a recipe. You know, we talked about how we're getting into fall, and I really don't want to jump too far ahead, but pretty soon we're going to be getting into the holidays, and one of my favorite parts about working in this job is when someone says, my grandmother used to use this recipe and I can't find it anymore. Will you help me find it or think of it? And we have our beef lady, Angie Horkin, who is a kitchen connoisseur. And so she's really good at saying, I know exactly what recipe they're talking about. And I think she has them all filed away in her office. And she'll crack it out even if it's no longer on the website. She has a track of it. So that's a lot of fun, too. So if you have questions about cooking beef that you find in your freezer and you're not sure what to do with that cut, if you're curious about a recipe that takes 30 minutes or less, or if there's a prime rib favorite that you guys make for yourself for the holidays but you just can't remember what to do with it, reach out to us. We're happy to be a resource.
That website again, beeftips.com. Caitlin, always good talking with you. We'll hang out again real soon.
That sounds great. Thanks, James.
Thank you, and thank you all for joining us for another edition of the WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic.